You are listening to Talk of the Rock with your host, Kayla Darroche, and I am here with a whole lot of students. The whole room is full of students. We have some people off mic because we just don't have enough mics for all these sciencey people. So before we do introductions, because there are a lot of people here and I want to get to each of you, could you tell me what your name is, teacher?
I am Svitka Gustalo, and I'm the coach for the Tsunami Ball team.
Okay, great. Could you explain what the Tsunami Ball is?
Yes, the Tsunami Ball is an annual event, and it is put on by the University of Alaska, and it is a qualifier for the National Ocean Science Bowl.
Okay, so what is the what is that you just said, National Ocean Science Bowl?
It is a competition where, in a quiz bowl format, students from high schools compete in the ocean sciences. So this includes chemistry, biology, physics, technology, marine policies, everything you could know or not know about the oceans.
All right. So what kind of students are usually interested in getting involved in this kind of extracurricular activity?
Well, we attract usually some students that actually see ocean sciences as their potential career and are interested in doing something with that. Sometimes students who are from families that are fishing are interested in this kind of stuff. But it's also the competitive kinds of students that just love to do the game part and the competition part. And a lot of times it's students that are interested in sciences in general.
Right. And well, I'm going to go back to the different levels of this Tsunami Bowl and what happens when you go to these different locations and what that means and what the game is about. But first, we're going to go around and introduce yourselves. So, young lady, can you start?
I'm Olivia Winters.
All right. What grade are you in?
Ninth.
Ninth. So you're like 15?
14.
14. All right. What about you?
My name is Ocean Limchantha, and I am in ninth grade.
Your name is Ocean?
Yeah.
That is awesome. You are obviously meant to be in this competition.
Thank you.
And what about you?
I'm Matthew Wald, and yeah.
All right. What grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade.
All right. And we have someone off mic over there. Can you try to swing that mic? Oh, squeaky. Yes, that's good. All right.
And I'm Devin Shinigiri. I am a senior.
All right. And you've been in this before, this competition.
Yes.
So I guess you were inspired to do it again, right?
Yeah. I enjoy coming back and helping out the team. I actually joined late, and so I didn't help write the paper, which you'll hear about probably a little bit later. But I'm here to help the team practice in their presenting and in the quiz bowl as well.
Okay, very cool. And I know Swigard was just saying people have different motivations for being involved in this, sometimes just interest, or they want to take their career in this direction. No pressure to respond, but are you looking at colleges that specialize in science?
Actually, no. I am in no way a sciencey person, as you put it. I am going into the automotive field eventually, and then probably into business. But I took Tsunami Bowl because I do enjoy the ocean, and I wanted to learn more, and it was a good way for me to... I was new to the school last year, and it was a good way for me to get out and meet different people.
Yeah.
So that's why I joined.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York originally.
Oh, yeah, where in New York?
Upstate, just outside Albany.
Okay, very cool. And what about yourself?
I'm Hannah Clary, and I'm in ninth grade.
All right, very cool. Let's go with Lars. Lars, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Lars Bodner. I am a junior.
All right. And what about you, young lady?
My name is Naomi Danaher, and I'm a freshman.
All right. So you're a freshman. And how did you hear about this group here?
I saw a flyer for it and thought it looked interesting.
All right. How did you hear about it, since you're on the other the corner over here.
I heard about Tsunami Bowl because a teacher, or one of my 8th grade teachers, basically referred me here, I guess. Like, they're the ones who told me about the Tsunami Bowl.
Okay. So, coming back to Tsunami Bowl and what it is, what kind of questions are asked at this Tsunami Bowl, and why? Is there an overall goal of this? Of the Tsunami Bowl, is there an environmental reason that it's been organized?
Okay, first of all, the Tsunami Bowl is organized in three parts. So the quiz bowl and the round robin quiz is only one part in Alaska. In Alaska, we also have to submit a research paper as a team, written as a team. And the team then prepares a presentation which presents that research paper to a panel of judges. And at the Tsunami Bowl, all the teams are sitting in a big audience, and every team presents their research to the whole group, which is very interesting, and there's a lot of learning going on there. We are right now in the process of practicing our research presentation, and on February 19th at the college, 6:30, we are inviting the Kodiak community to listen to our practice presentation. And we also invited a researcher to speak right after us. And she's going to talk about a related topic, and I'm sure we'll get into the topic here in a little bit. She speaks about chemicals found in seabirds that leach into the ocean from plastics.
Can you expand a little bit on that?
So we get a general topic that we have to find something to write about. And this year the general topic for the research was coastal resilience. So how coastal communities deal with disasters or disruptions. And our team sat down and made a long list of things that could disrupt Kodiak and could affect Kodiak in some negative way, and then went ahead and chose the topic of marine debris. And so our research paper was about how marine debris affects coastal resilience. And then everybody picked one kind of related topic and prepared their own part, and we pulled it all together into one big research paper.
Okay. So what was it like writing this research paper as a group? Does anyone have a strong opinion about it?
It was fun.
It was fun? What was fun about it?
Working together and just writing.
Mm-hmm. And so how did you work it out with all the other kids, how you would write this paper together, because it's hard enough writing one alone?
Well, we did all our parts individually, and then we edited each one separately, and then we put them together, and then we edited all together.
Okay. Was it harder or easier writing a paper with multiple people?
It was easier, because if you were stuck, you could ask for help from your teammates.
Mm-hmm. Did you cite a lot of different works, or how did you find the sources?
We cited other papers and did our own research and stuff, and then we put the citations in the paper.
Okay, very cool. How long is the paper?
I think it was like 15 pages.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens to the paper after you submit it?
Oh, there's a panel of judges, and all the student papers get reviewed by the same judges. So for a little while, there are some professors reading lots and lots of papers, and they have a scoring rubric, and then they decide on which team in Alaska makes the most points on that paper, on that research paper. And then the same happens for the presentation. And the paper and the presentation together score for 40% of the total competition. And the other 60% are the quiz bowl.
Okay. Can you describe the quiz bowl for those who may not be familiar with what that is?
In the quiz bowl, teams of four students at a time actually sit at two different tables. And we have a buzzer system. So every student holds a button in their hand. And there's a moderator that will read a question. And then whoever has the answer buzzes in. The first one to buzz in gets then recognized by the moderator and can give an answer. If that answer is correct, the team scores points and gets a bonus question. So a chance to answer that next question and get more points. Now, the bonus question is only for that team that answered correctly. If the student answers incorrectly, it just gets 0 points and moves on to the next question.
Okay, and who can remember an example question? Anyone?
Are like, no.
That takes a moment to think about, huh?
Yeah. Do you have...
I have one.
All right, go ahead.
One would be like, what is the deep sea submersible that discovered the Titanic? And it's multiple choice. Normally you would get like A, B, or C, right? But in Tsunami Bowl, you get X, Y, or Z. W, X, Y, Z. And so if the question was, what deep sea submersible discovered the Titanic, it would be W, Alvin, X, the Nautilus, Y, Lampshade, or Z, Album. And then someone would buzz in, and they would answer. And if they answered, say, Alvin, which is correct, I think... they would win the point, and they would move on to a bonus question.
What was the other option? Nautilus?
Yes.
Did you just make that up?
No, it's a submarine.
Yeah, that's a submarine.
Oh, okay. I was like, that sounds correct to me. I mean, I read about this story, but I don't remember the name. I'm going to go with what you said, though.
Yeah.
I trust you. What was the experience like for you when you participated? How did you feel during the process?
It's a lot of fun. Last year, when I participated in the whole process, writing the paper and the presentation and the quiz bowl, it was a lot of fun, you know, collaborating with the teammates and actually figuring out how your pieces are all going to fit together, because there's a lot of work that goes into just writing yours and then making sure it leads into the next person's part and that everything comes together correctly so that it all sounds like a good paper. And then the presentation, that's you get up in front of, 200 people or something, usually 150 people. There's a lot of people there. And if you got to really speak clearly and a panel of expert judges will question you with very difficult questions afterward, and you have to be able to answer them. And that goes into your scoring as well. But the quiz bowl, that's definitely the funnest part, because you're just – going question after question, and you just keep buzzing in, and it's a lot of fun to get the points right, and when you lose, then you're like, next game, and you get a lot of games, so it's fun.
Mm. And so there are multiple games, multiple rounds?
Yes.
How many rounds are there?
The quiz bowl starts, like, there are multiple rounds. First, it starts with a round robin. That's seeded... starts with a randomized round robin, and after that randomized round robin, then they use that along with the presentation to seed you into the final round. And the person who wins that wins the entire competition. It's a double elimination, if I remember correctly, bracket. And they have two brackets, like 9th through 12th, I think. There's like the top half and the bottom half of the brackets, so two brackets. So you actually want to It's actually really important if you score in the top 50% because it actually gives you the potential for first. Otherwise, you don't have that potential.
Okay, and who won last year?
Matsu and Cordova, which was actually a big deal because before that, Juno had won nearly every year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Does Juno have a large team, or?
Yeah, Juno has a larger team, so they usually have the liberty to choose between two or three teams and then arrange their teams with their best players. But also, Juno has, since 1968, Juno has had a marine science unit, a six-week marine science unit every year in their science curriculum. And I'm working hard on getting more marine science into our science curriculum here.
It's a good motivation to try to speed up the Kodiak kids, give you more resources to learn more. And I saw online also that there were rewards or awards for paintings and mixed media and other things like that. Is that part of it?
Yeah. At the same time the Tsunami Bowl happens, there's also one professor who always puts on a marine art show. And all the high schools that are participating with teams in the Tsunami Bowl, their students or any student from that high school can also submit something into that marine art competition.
Yeah, some of the winners, I was especially impressed by mixed media. There were some really colorful entries, and I was just looking through all the entries. It might be worthwhile for people to look up online because they're really colorful entries, and they're really impressive. Are you guys going to submit anything? Anything artistic? Silence throughout. What about you said you are?
I didn't know about it.
She doesn't know about it? No, but you could. Can you still submit? Is that an opportunity?
Yeah, that's still open. Yeah.
You can still do something. What would you do? You don't know? Well, maybe you'll think of something before you get there. You just, like, rush a little bit, just a tad. How are you guys studying for this bowl?
We're not studying right now because we're working on perfecting the presentation. But earlier we do it by going through a unit, learning about that unit, or just practicing buzzer quiz bowl with mock questions.
Okay. Can these questions just be from anywhere, or are they from some common course material?
They have a few common course materials you can find, but usually it's either made by we either have our questions made by our coach or from somewhere. We make them ourselves because there's not enough common material out there to constantly keep using.
Right. So what kind of work are you... I saw you guys studying the presentation yesterday, I think. What kind of work do you put into the presentation and prepping for that?
Quite a bit of work goes into the presentation. After you write the paper, your presentation is, of course, about the paper. And so you have to create slides about your section of the paper, and you have to create visuals and your own script to talk about it, and you have to present it in a way that anyone can understand it, but yet it is still an advanced level of marine science. So the second team, our team, which is me, Ocean, and a kid named Austin, who is not here today, we're not presenting in Seward, but we're doing our own little presentation alongside the first team at Kodiak College. And ours is about coral reefs. And we had to research coral reefs, and then we had to put our slides together. And now we're working on actually writing down our scripts and talking to one another. And, you know, because you have to talk to the audience. You have to make sure that they understand that what you're trying to portray as accurately as you can.
Hmm. Right. And overall, what is the big purpose behind this Tsunami Bowl? Is there an environmental reason behind it?
It's not so much an environmental reason. Of course, there's that as well, to improve ocean literacy around the nation, basically. But for the individual student, I think it's as important to learn to write. How do you write a research paper? And how do you give a presentation? And I keep telling my students that no matter where you go in life, even if you don't want anything to do with ocean sciences, knowing how to present in front of a big audience is very, very, very beneficial in the long run. And participating in the Tsunami Bowl is really something that looks good on anybody's resume. And for those who do go into fisheries or any of the ocean sciences, it's a real, how do you call it, a real beneficial thing on their resume.
Right. You young man who's a senior, what is your full name?
Devin Shannon Aguirre.
Do you remember how the Tsunami Bowl affected your writing skills last year? Do you feel like it improved your presentation or your writing skills?
It definitely took... I've always been okay at presenting, but the presentation actually took me to a new level of definitely comfort and skill in front of people. Because when you present in front of just your class, there's maybe about 10, 15 people there and the teacher, and that's completely different from 150 to 200. And after you do that, you have a real sense of accomplishment and strength in what you can do. And as far as the writing goes, I've never been that strong of a writer, but I think what I wrote last year was actually some of my best work. I was really proud with what I was able to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever spoken in front of so many people before?
No, just class presentations. In my old schools, we used to do plays. Every class did a play every year. And so that definitely helped with me feeling more comfortable in front of people, but never that many people.
Right. How do you guys feel about the presentation? Are you nervous? Are you excited? Are you like, this is going to be a piece of cake? What do you think?
Pretty nervous.
Pretty nervous?
Yeah, but overall, I think it turned out pretty well. Or it is turning out pretty well.
Right. Are you each doing something different to prepare yourselves for presenting? Are you doing any, public speaking exercises or anything like that? What are you doing to prepare?
I don't know.
Practice?
Practice? How are you practicing?
We present it to everyone who's there with us and staff. And we are stopped when we need to edit something, and then we go on. And then usually we'll do it 2 times each meeting. And the second time is better.
Okay, great. And so we have about 30 seconds left, but can you tell us when the Tsunami Bowl will be and where it will be?
Okay, the Tsunami Bowl is in Seward, and we're leaving on the ferry on the 24th, and then drive down to Seward from Homer the next day. So the Tsunami Bowl starts on the 26th and goes until the 28th. And there are also a couple of fun things associated with the Tsunami Bowl. And I want to use to thank a co-coach, Ms. Eisman, who is not here today, but